shall not, we shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. Union is behind us. We shall not be moved. The union is behind us. We shall not be moved. Just
sword and shield
down by the riverside. Down by the riverside.
Yeah.
Down by the riverside.
I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield
down by the riverside.
I'm gonna study.
I ain't gonna study.
gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study
war no more.
I'm gonna lay down my heavy load
down by the riverside.
Oh.
Down by the riverside.
Yeah.
Down by the riverside.
I'm gonna lay down my heavy load
down by the riverside.
I'm gonna study.
come a day when justice and truth will rule all that we say.
Thank you for listening. This is David Soliday on OWU Radio, and you're listening to Dancing for Change. We try to play upbeat music, promoting peace and justice. And we're going on a bit of a movement or move theme this evening. We started with Mavis Staples' We Shall Not Be Moved, followed by Louis Armstrong, Down by the Riverside. And that last one was There'll Come a Day, a song of peace and justice by Bob Killian and Sharon Abreu and Mike Hurwitz, accompanied by Talia Tony Marcus. We're going to keep on going with the music, and you can find an archive of this show later on radio.owu.edu, and also you'll find links on our website, which is earthdanceohio.org. Coming up next is Bob Dylan's classic, Blowin' in the Wind.
Must one person have before? before he can hear people cry. How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Thank you. there's no rest for the weary, just another day grinding up stone till they turn into dust. It's tough times in the rough, diamonds ain't enough to cover up a corrupted and fucked up legacy of strange fruit, bloody whips and smallpox. Trigger happy cops, barbed wire and fire water, y'all, it don't stop. When the colonizer came with the cross and the sword, I drew the first spear and said I declare war. I'm a battle scar wearing heir apparent, descendant of a long lineage of proletarian and peasant. So check the work ethic and the name. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a pink slip. I ride the rhythm and buy the little wine. Talk head, get the concrete to line with your spine. I speak to find peace, but it's war all the time. It's deep like the drive from Renton to Shoreline. I'm a more mindful guy ever since finding out that I'm about to be your father. And doubt is not an option. And now I can't be getting crunk to fade it as often. So get your hands dirty, cause a prayer ain't enough, boss. What cross? We got crucified by buckshot. 1 million Jesuses and Judas got his nuts off. Pages torn out the memory of those who remain shackled in the chains of international capital gain. They claim civilized with the animal ways. Peace to Oakland, I've never been a fan of the A's. But some days you can find me inscribing my soul on the page. Every crime has an alibi. Disciplined and organized is how I handle mine. New Jacks are spending mad time on they battle rhyme. I can't knock it if you find it entertaining. I rep those whose labor ain't compensated. So check the work ethic and the name. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a pink slip. 42 a class, no wonder we delinquent. Half the school district never make it to commencement. I bend the spine of the track until it snap. Pop's working overtime and he got a broken back. Got three little sisters, one brother in Iraq. And mom prays in the Venice to keep the fam intact. But this song ain't a song waiting for God to answer. Brothers call me dog, they got the letters backwards. I'm back with a plan of attack to repossess my name, face, and history, y'all. Who wants test my capacity to spit caliber shit into a rhythmic lesson? And entertainment's a legitimate weapon, igniting the cipher sessions. I'm deciphering life and blending both theory into practice. I write vernacular and actual fact, God, no posturing. 1,000 points and fingers, I defied every one of them. I ride for my brethren who carry the burden of a future uncertain till the fall of the curtain. You better move, hold your head high, soldier, it ain't over yet. That's why we call it a struggle, you're supposed to sweat. Check the work ethic in the name. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a pink slip. Crazy landlady trying to switch up on the lease. If she raises up the rent again, it's time to say peace. Peace, peace, and that's my peace. It's still all about the bullet in the belly of the beast. From the east, my brother, we came. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a pink slip. So keep marching till your feet split open. No rest for the weary blue scholars. Keep going.
Most of my Latino and black people who are struggling to get food, clothes, and shelter in the hood are so concerned with that, that philosophizing about freedom and socialist democracy is usually, unfortunately, beyond their rationale. They don't realize that America can't exist without separating them from their identity. Because if we had some sense of who we really are, there's no way in hell we'd allow this country to push its genocidal consensus on our homelands. This ignorance exists, but it can be destroyed. Niggas talk about change and working within the system to achieve that. The problem with always being a conformist is that when you try to change the system from within, it's not you who changes the system, it's the system that will eventually change you. There is usually nothing wrong with compromising a situation, but compromising yourself in a situation is another story completely. And I have seen this happen long enough in the few years that I've been alive to know that it's a serious problem. Latino America is a huge colony of countries whose presidents are cowards in the face of economic imperialism. You see, third world countries are rich places, abundant in resources, and many of these countries have the capacity to feed their starving people, and the children we always see digging for food and trash on commercials. But plutocracies, in other words, a government run by the rich, such as this one, and traditionally oppressive European states, force the third world into buying overpriced, unnecessary goods while exporting huge portions of their natural resources. I'm quite sure that people will look upon my attitude and sentiments and look for hypocrisy and hatred in my words. But my revolution is born out of love for my people, not hatred for others. You see, most of Latinos are here because of the great inflation that was caused by American companies in Latin America. Aside from that, many are seeking a life away from the puppet democracies that were funded by the United States. Places like El Salvador, Guatemala, Peru, Colombia, Nicaragua, Ecuador, and la República Dominicana. And not just Spanish-speaking countries either, but Haiti and Jamaica as well. As different as we have been taught to look at each other by colonial society, we are in the same struggle. And until we realize that, we'll be fighting for scraps from the table of a system that has kept us subservient instead of being self-determined. And that's why we have no control over when the embargo will stop in Cuba or when the bombs will stop dropping in Vieques. But you see, here in America, the attitude that is fed to us is that outside of America, there live lesser people. Fuck them, let them fend for themselves. No, fuck you. They are you. No matter how much you want to dye your hair blonde and put fake eyes in, or follow an anorexic standard of beauty, or no matter how many diamonds you buy from people who exploit your own brutally to get them, no matter what kind of car you drive, or what kind of fancy clothes you put on, you will never be them. They're always gonna look at you as nothing but a little monkey. I'd rather be proud of what I am, rather than desperately try to be something I'm really not, just to fit in. And whether we want to accept it or not, that's what this culture, or lack of culture, is feeding us. I want a better life for my family and for my children, but it doesn't have to be at the expense of millions of lives in my homeland. We're given the idea that if we didn't have these people to exploit, that America wouldn't be rich enough to let us have these little petty material things in our lives and basic standards of living. No, that's wrong. It's the business giants and the government officials who make all the real money. We have whatever they kick down to us. My enemy is not the average white man. It's not the kid down the block or the kids I see on the street. My enemy is the white man I don't see. The people in the White House, the corporate monopoly owners, fake liberal politicians, those are my enemies. The generals of the armies that are mostly conservative, those are the real motherfuckers that I need to bring it to. Not the poor, broke, country-ass soldier that's too stupid to know shit about the way things are set up. In fact, I have more in common with most working and middle-class white people than I do with most rich black and Latino people. As much as racism bleeds America, we need to understand that classism is the real issue. Many of us are in the same boat, and it's sinking, while these bougie motherfuckers ride on the luxury liner. And as long as we keep fighting over kicking people out of the little boat we're all in, we're gonna miss an opportunity to gain a better standard of living as a whole. In other words, I don't want to escape the plantation. I wanna come back, free all my people, hang the motherfucker that kept me there, and burn the house to the goddamn ground. I wanna take over the encomienda and give it back to the people who work the land. You cannot change the past, but you can make the future. And anyone who tells you different is a fucking lethargic devil. I don't look at a few token Latinos and black people in the public eye as some type of achievement for my people as a whole. Most of those successful individuals are just sellouts and house Negroes. But I don't consider brothers a sellout if they move out of the ghetto. Poverty has nothing to do with our people. It's not in our culture to be poor. That's only been the last 500 years of our history. Look at the last 2,000 years of our existence and what we brought to the world in terms of science, mathematics, agriculture, and forms of government. You know, the idea of a confederation of provinces where one federal government controls the states? The Europeans who came to this country stole that idea from the Iroquois League. The idea of impeaching a ruler comes from an Aztec tradition. That's why Montezuma was stoned to death by his own people, because he represented the agenda of white Spaniards once he was captured, not the Aztec people who would become Mexicans. So in conclusion, I'm not going to vote for anybody just because they black or Latino. They have to truly represent the community and represent what's good for all of us proletariat. Porque si no, entonces te mando pa'l carajo, cabrón, gusano, hijo de puta. Seramos libres pronto. ¡Viva la revolución!
¡Que viva la revolución!
You gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser.
Once again, you're listening to David Soliday, Dancing for Change on OWU Radio. That was Desiree, You Gotta Be, as we try to get you up and motivated and give you some support. Before that, we heard Immortal Technique, The Poverty of Philosophy. And we try to keep most of our playlists family-friendly. Sometimes we just need to put things on the table. Before that was Blue Scholars, No Rest for the Weary, and the Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter. Peace is just a kiss away. Coming up next, we're going to go to Billy Bragg, The World Turned Upside Down.
In 1649, to St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the lands in common and to make the waste grounds grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to the masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now. Property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, but still the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the orders came to cut them down.
Come all you poor workers, good and you too, you I'll tell how the good old union has come in here to dwell. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? We're starting our good battle, we know we're sure to win, because we've got the gun, thugs are looking very thin. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? If you go to Harlan County, there is no neutral there. You'll either be a union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? They say they have to guard us to educate their child. Their children live in luxury, our children almost wild. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Gentlemen, can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a gun thug or will you be a man? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? My daddy was a miner. He's now in the air and sun. He'll be with you fellow workers till every battle's won. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Now all of you know which side you're on, and they'll never keep us down.
The idea is to keep the green alien landing craft from taking your humans from the ground and changing them into mutants. A mutant is very dangerous to you because he flies faster than you do and shoots at you.
I was wasting in this living. boy walked down a city street. Hope was in his eyes as he searched the faces of the people he'd meet for one he could recognize. Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way. Brother,
kind of moved around this theme of move and gone, taking it in several directions. So you're listening to Dancing for Change, and we're going to try to get you to move towards positive change. We heard there Oscar Brown Jr.'s Brother, Where Are You? The Matthew Herbert remix from Verve Remixed album. And before that was the Doobie Brothers, Taking It to the Streets. And the Beastie Boys, Time to Build. And then there was the original recording of Florence Reese, Which Side Are You On? And Billy Bragg's World Turned Upside Down. Thank you for listening to this edition of Dancing for Change. I'm David Soliday, and you're listening to OWU Radio, owu.edu, radio in front of that. We're going to close out the evening tonight with Pete Seeger, and We Shall Overcome.
We shall overcome, we shall overcome. shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. We'll walk hand in hand, we'll walk hand in hand, we'll walk hand in hand, we'll walk hand in hand someday. Deep in my heart, oh, I do believe we shall overcome someday.
We shall overcome someday.
We shall live in peace.
We shall live in peace. We shall live.
Montgomery, Alabama. They said, we are not afraid. And the young people taught everybody else a lesson. All the older people that had learned how to compromise and learned how to take it easy and be polite and get along and leave things as they were. The young people taught us all a lesson.
We are